Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Gives you a whole new way of looking at the day.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Daylight!
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in history. Ladies and gentlemen,
when I lose the championship, they'll have to carry me out.
Pedro Fernandez.
Quiet.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Man. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And, of course, we are just hours away from the USC, live on FX Cable, of course, from Brazil. Vitor Belfort, their favorite son in the main event. We've got the Bellator Fighting Championships having made their debut this past Thursday night on Spike TV. And what a debut. Probably the most significant and dramatic debut of any MMA entity on television in a long, long time, probably since the conception of the UFC and Spike TV relationship back in the day. Of course, that's how Spike gained notoriety. That's how the UFC gained notoriety. And of course, UFC went off to Fox TV and FX Cable and things like that after, of course, Fuel TV, another one of the Fox channels that covers the UFC. After Fox and the UFC came together about a year and a half ago, about 15 months ago, on a 10-year $70 million. It was almost a $1 billion deal. The bottom line is, at the end of the day, the UFC is the hot entity in the world of mixed martial arts. But guess what? There's a new kid on the block, and he is Bjorn Rebny and the Bellator Fighting Championships. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time and Eastern time on Spike TV. So we got lots of stuff to talk about. You want to talk MMA? You can. We have a toll-free phone line, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV. Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, America's largest invention company, and learn how to get free information. Call toll-free 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
Vitor, the most lethal hands when you speak quickness in UFC history.
The other thing I noticed in the Vanderlei Mike Van Arsdale fight was that Vanderlei Silva seemed to walk through Van Arsdale's punches, like to move forward. I don't know if he wants to do that with Vitor Belfort.
Vitor is wearing shoes, so he will not be able to strike with the feet. Oh, he does with the hands, though. Vitor Belfort is the winner. 44 seconds.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I made them. Yeah, I made them just like a tailor makes a suit of clothes.
Soulful and the greatest is a true funk soldier. I don't need a yogi, it's decoded in my DNA.
The great Tom Bowes, man, that trumpet. Hit it, Greg Adams, Westmore High School. Class of 1969. Good old Greg. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. We'll get to Bellator a little bit later in the show. Of course, the Bellator Fighting Championships making their debut this past Thursday on Spike TV, and what a debut it was. And Michael Chandler, of course, he was the star of the show. I mean, whoa, what a choke out he put on Rick Hahn. But we'll get to Bellator a little bit later. We had the tease coming in there of Vitor Belfort, a Vitor Belfort clip. And, of course, Vitor Belfort, the main event tonight, UFC on FX, live from Brazil. That's right, straight up live. Of course, Vitor Belfort now 21-10. Stands about 6 foot zip, 185 pounds. They say this is his best weight, 185. He used to fight at 205. I don't know. I'm not, you know, playing with weights. When you get old, going down in weight is tough, and then fighting bigger guys is tough. So you're sort of like six of one, half a dozen the other. Don't know which one to do. So Vitor, according to my man Kyle Kingsbury, King Kyle Kingsbury of the UFC light heavyweight division, Vitor Belfort should smoke the count. Michael Bisping, 24-4, 6'2", out of the UK. These guys, again, are fighting at 185 pounds. Bisping has a slight height advantage of 2 inches and a little bit in the reach department, but at the end of the day, it's probably going to be Vitor Belfort. That's what Kyle says. Of course, you want to go with the youth, I guess, Michael Bisping. Daniel Serafin, he's in the co-main event, taking out CB Dolloway. CB comes in 13-5, 6'2", another 185-pound middleweight. And we'll get to the classes as far as, in fact, I just got an email on that. We'll get to the individual weight classes as soon as I introduce this card here. But, of course, we're talking about UFC on FX from Brazil, folks, today, Saturday, January 19th. Daniel Serafin, 8-2, CB Dolloway, middleweights. Dolloway's got a big height advantage, like 5 inches. So am I going to go with him? 4 inches. I'm probably going to go with Dolloway in the height here, although Serafin's got some mean-looking tattoos. Back in the days when you had tattoos, like 25 years ago, it sort of was indicative that you really couldn't fight. Now, guys with tattoos can't fight. That's at least according to the greatest boxing writer in the history of the game, the great Jack Fisk of the International Boxing Hall of Fame and formerly of the San Francisco Chronicle. On that same card, Gabriel Gonzaga, double G, 13-6, a Brazilian taking on Ben Rothwell. Of course, Big Ben, 32-8 now, 6'4", 265 pounds. These guys are heavyweights. Gonzaga's going to come in about 240, 245. He's a smaller guy than Ben Rothwell. And Ben always comes ready to fight. He's one of those guys, you can call him like at 6 o'clock in the morning and say, look, Ben, we need to get you on a plane. We need you to come in and fight some guy. Will you do it? Will you fight him tonight? And Ben will show up, and Ben will fight you. And Ben will give you his best. Ben's always in shape. One of those guys is always in shape. Thiago Tavares is on the card. He's taking on Khabib Nurmagomedov. And Nurmagomedov is 18-0. Good-looking fighter. 5'10", 155 pounds. These are lightweights. 21-4-1 is Tavares. He's 5'7", so he's got a 3-inch height disadvantage here. Two ripped guys. Everybody in MMA is ripped. No fat guys in MMA. Just don't happen. They had Roy Big Country Nelson, but even Big Country lost some weight and got his act together. Gilfredo Pepe. I tried to practice that one. It didn't work. Milton Vieira. Pepe coming in 9-1. These guys are 145 pounds. These are featherweights in the world of mixed martial arts. In fact, let me go through the weight classes right now because I did get an email on that. In the world of mixed martial arts, we start off at flyweight, and that's 125 pounds. Then we go to bantamweight. That's 135 pounds. Then we go to featherweight. That's 145 pounds. Then we hit lightweight at 155 pounds. Then we go welterweight at 170 pounds. Then we go middleweight at 185, 185 pounds. And then, of course, light heavyweight is 205 and below, and anything over 205 to 265 is heavyweight. The heavyweight limit is topped off at 265 pounds. So that's for Jonathan. Listen on 3WE in Atlanta, GA. Thanks, Jonathan, for the email. Diego Nunes on the card, taking on Nick Lentz. Nick Lentz, pretty good fighter, 24-5. Here's what's up. When you look at these records, if these were boxing, you say, oh, those are average records. But this is the world of mixed martial arts where people can lose in a variety of manners. You can get knocked out. You can get choked out. You can submit. You can lose on points. You can get disqualified. I mean, there's a variety of ways to lose, a variety of ways to win in the world of mixed martial arts. That's why it's sort of hard to handicap and stay on top of things because, you know, a guy makes a wrong move, and a fight that he was winning, he's automatically lost because he's about to get his leg broke or his ankle broke unless he taps, and he's forced to tap. I mean, think Brock Lesnar and Frank Mir back in the day, their first fight. So Nunes and Lentz on that card, and as I said, they are featherweights. Edson Barboza. Listen, some of these fighters can really get it together. Barboza can get it together. 10-1, 5'11", 155 pounds. Taking on Lucas Martins, he's 11-0. These guys are identical as far as their height and reach and all that kind of good stuff is concerned. This figures to be a good fight. Of course, this is FX Cable, and this is today, UFC Live from Brazil. Of course, Dana White and the entire gang went down to Brazil about a week ago to get this together as far as the final preparations are concerned. And listen, you can do no wrong. I mean, especially with a Brazilian guy in the main event like Vitor Belfort. Vitor being a former reality show TV star like the Big Brother here in the USA. He was like the Big Brother in Brazil for a long time. I mean, he did all these other things other than fighting, and I thought that was his prime. That's what I thought it took away from his ability as a fighter. And now, as I said, he's 21-10, and he's got to be thinking that, you know, I'm not going to get too many shots at the gold ring anymore. I've got to get it together. So I've got to move down to 185 pounds and take on Michael Bisping. Bisping, pretty big dude. As I said, 6'2". Vitor, 6'0", 6' even. 185 pounds. Something's got to give here. And my folks, Kyle Kingsbury, other people think it'll be the jiu-jitsu and the overall fighting ability of Vitor Belfort over Michael Bisping. The count, he's been on the show in the past. Wish him the best of luck, though. But that's what the experts say. Of course, that's the FX card on from Brazil on FX Cable. Check it out Saturday night live from Brazil. Of course, the UFC doing well. That last UFC card was everybody was happy with it. I mean, I looked at the Wrestling Observer newsletter. He holds these polls. Dave Meltzer, the genius, holds these polls after each card. These phone-in polls and phones, faxes, and emails. Thumbs up, thumbs down. All thumbs up for that last UFC event. I mean, Cain Velasquez recapturing the World Heavyweight Championship in such a dramatic fashion. I mean, it wasn't like a boom, the quick knockout that Junior Dos Santos sort of scored over him the year prior. No, no, no. This was all about, like, getting down in the trenches and fighting it out. I mean, for 5 rounds. And, you know, when Cain showed that he was a better boxer midway through the first round, I was, like, stunned. I mean, I said, maybe this is a fight you want to drop a few bucks on, Pete. you might want to drop a few bucks on Kane. Everybody says Kane's going to win this fight. And when I say everybody, I mean I've got a close little group of MMA absolutely hardcores, guys that know the business from the in and the out. Okay, Kyle Kingsbury being one of them. But they told me that, you know, Cain Velasquez is the best conditioned athlete they've ever seen, let alone a heavyweight. The best conditioned athlete they've ever seen cardio-wise, okay? And, of course, he did get tired from beating on Junior Dos Santos. I mean, he beat on him for five-minute rounds. Beating on somebody, beating somebody up for 25 rounds, even when you're beating somebody up, is not easy. Look at that fight. You'll see why. I mean, he got gassed on the end. But at the end of the day, he is now still remaining the UFC heavyweight champion of the world, regaining that title, of course. Happy down there in Silicon Valley is the American Kickboxing Academy and Cain Velasquez, the world heavyweight UFC champion. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Next up, we're going to talk Bellator, the Bellator Fighting Championship on Spike TV.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in six different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let them horns fire in the air. Yeah. Tower of Power horn section. Huey Lewis and News.com. the Super Stroke Land Band. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of mixed martial arts. This past Thursday, the Bellator Fighting Championships made their debut on Spike TV. And this was a big thing for me and a big thing for the world of MMA and a big thing, of course, for the fan. The fan got a chance to watch something different. I mean, unless you had MTV2 or the web or went through like all jumped through all these hoops to watch Bellator in the past, unless you didn't know what Bellator was. But now Bellator is here. And Bjorn Rebney, the CEO of Bellator, the Bellator Fighting Champs, of course, formerly the right hand of Sugar Ray Leonard when they tried to do some boxing promotions back in the days. But now he's in MMA. He started his company in 2009. And when they started his company, I remember the only TV they got was Fox in Spanish. And they were trying to build MMA on with a foreign audience, with a Spanish audience. And then all of a sudden, you know, Fox started realizing, hey, these cards are pretty good. Then they moved on to MTV. And then Viacom, I believe, bought a major portion. They are the significant majority owner of the Bellator Fighting Championship. I believe they purchased that from Rebney for several million dollars. So they've got a piece of the pie. And they and Rebney run a pretty good show. And this first show, this past Thursday night, was fantastic. I'm talking about Michael Chandler. Man, this guy can fight. And Rick Hahn, who came in, he was a favorite. He can fight as well. Well, the fight ended, and it wasn't all that close. I mean, it just wasn't. I mean, Mike Chandler with a TKO, a stoppage, submission, round 2, 3 minutes and 7 seconds, rear naked chokehold. Yikes. I mean, Chandler looks like the real deal. I mean, one of the finest lightweights in the world, and I think that we're going to hear a lot from him, no question about that. I really, really do. Mikel Zayats, okay, and Babalu Zabrow. Babalu Zabrow, you might remember, is a UFC veteran many times in the UFC. He was stopped in the first round, 4 minutes and 49 seconds. Zayats was getting, I thought, you know, that Babalu was beating him. Not really decisively, but he was getting, you know, getting more of his work done than Mikel Zayats was getting his done, okay? But then a spinning back fist by Mikel Zayats, probably about the 4-minute mark of round 1, and boom, it caught Zabrow in the chin. And I've told you before, it's not the force of the blow sometimes, it's the fact that you're not ready for the blow, or you didn't see it. And if you don't see a punch coming, guess what? Those are the punches that hurt you. That's how you got dropped. That's why Muhammad Ali was only dropped 4 times in his career, all by left hooks, punches he didn't see coming, roundhouse punches. Not a pretty sight. But Zabrow got hit with that spinning back fist, got sort of wobbled, and Zayats jumped on him and threw some nice shots, some nice left hooks. I mean, this Russian fighter, he came to fight. And he mentioned it in the pre-fight cell, and he sold it well. I thought he did. You know, Babalu, he sold it well as being a former USC veteran and a veteran of many, many years. I think 1998 is when he turned pro. And his 2 daughters had begged for him to quit. Guess what, buddy? Now it is time to quit. Go find a day job, even if it means working at 7-Eleven. Because if you taking the kind of punishment you're taking, you're going to be in deep, deep trouble. Pat Curran was on the card. He defeated Patricio Pitbull. How's the guy get a last name of Pitbull? Scores were 48-47 twice and 48-47 the other way for the Pitbull. But how do you get a name like Pitbull? In fact, if you can go to the bloodyelbow.com and look at the results of the Bellator Fighting Championships, you'll see the video endings of the 2 co-main events. I mean, just some stunning work. You got to give those people at Bellator and the Bloody Elbow, got to give them props. They got the video going on. Jacob Noe defeated Seth Petronelli, of course, the TKO, a ground and pound type of thing. Round 1, 2 minutes and 51 seconds, of course. This opened up, I believe, this was a light heavyweight spike quarterfinal. Of course, when Bellator throws these fights, it's all about tournaments. That's what makes Bellator so exciting, is that you can't become champion, according to the rules, unless you win a tournament. I think they've got an exception to that rule, but that's the rule that they play by for the most part. And guess what? It's a winner. It is, because people get into tournaments. They do. You watch a tournament. You know, you get 6 or 7 guys and maybe 8 guys. Say, you know, after the first week, there's going to be 4. That's, you know, and you start doing it like that. And they've done these tournaments. They've done real well, and they've even done some female tournaments. I think that Bellator is the new kid on the block. It's sharper MMA than than the UFC is. And I don't mean that from a production point of view or anything like that. I mean that they seem to be a younger mindset. Just seems to be a younger mindset with Bellator. And of course UFC, now I'm not trying to say they're old, their demographics are still like 18 to 40 and solid, you know, males and females. Of course, I would figure that females account for about 27 to 28% of the MMA popularity as far as the UFC is concerned. And when you go to the UFC events, you see chicks in the stands, lots of them. I mean, all kinds of beautiful women. You know, in boxing matches, you see a couple of ring card girls and, you know, maybe my girlfriend or something like that. But outside of that, you know, everybody else is like male. And if they're not male, they're just, you know, I wouldn't call them super beautiful. But the bottom line is, at MMA events, women turn out. That's why it's so critical. And we'll talk about this a little bit later as Ronda Rousey makes her move from Strikeforce. We'll talk about the end of Strikeforce in the next segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, their final card coming to the company's over with. It's just done. Okay, the UFC bought them a couple of years ago. They thought they were going to use them as a second entity. But in order to keep the Strikeforce brand on Showtime, they had to keep Ronda Rousey with Showtime. And Ronda Rousey is such a hot attraction, the UFC realized, can't do it. Got to bring her over. They've only got one female division in the UFC right now. It's called the 135-pound division. I call it the Ronda Rousey division. Of course, Ronda taking on, was it Liz Carmachi? In February, a UFC main event, of course, on pay-per-view. And from the Honda Center in Anaheim, California, Ronda Rousey, the rage as she is, only 6-0. 6-0. But look at the people she's beat. Look at the way she's beat them. And the fact that she beat up on Victor Chini in the boxer a few weeks ago in a gym down there in Southern California. So we'll talk about all that Strikeforce stuff a little bit later. But I'm so excited about this new brand of MMA on Spike TV, and please tune in. I'm not the biggest fan of Bjorn Rebney. I'm not. But he's got a solid product here, and he's got it going on. He really does. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 10 p.m. Pacific time. They've got the tournaments going on. You can watch tournament fights. You can watch your main events. So they've got title fights. They've got it going on, and I'm really, really happy that Spike TV and Bellator have come together, because when you only have one entity, one brand, like in professional wrestling, they only had the World Wrestling Entertainment, or the WWE, the WWF, call them what you want. Vince McMahon, okay? He controlled everything. It got really, kind of put it stale. Wrestling's not what it used to be, at least not for me, the casual viewer. It's just not. I watch TNA wrestling on occasion. That's the viable alternative, and they're on Spike TV as well, and they're on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock. So what I'm trying to say is, when Bellator comes in, and now they are a major player, because Spike TV will deliver the fans, and Bellator will deliver the fights. When you put that combination together, you have a winning duo, much like they did back in the days of the UFC. I mean, there were times when they were scoring over 2.5 million viewers. Yeah, seriously, 2.5 million homes, excuse me. That's what Spike was pulling down with some of the UFC events. I mean, the UFC came to life on Spike TV. And of course, Fox TV offered them so much more money, they had to go and take it. Can't blame them. That's business. I mean, Spike couldn't even offer them probably a tenth of that. Maybe not even, no. Just couldn't. Just not in the same stratosphere, money-wise, that Fox Sports is. Of course, Fox Sports being the premier purveyor of NFL football here in the country, and they do base. I mean, they do all sports, but now they're putting their money and their time behind the UFC and the world of MMA. And now, of course, with Bellator, you know, UFC is going to have to realize, guess what? They're not on MTV TV anymore. They're not on the web anymore. They're actually on real, real live TV, a channel people are going to tune into. And I think they're going to siphon off a bit of the UFC's numbers. I really do. I'm not trying to say that they're going to hurt the UFC business-wise, but they'll both coexist, okay? And no question about that, they'll both make money. But I just think with the new kid on the block, and the new competition can only make the world of MMA better. And now with the Strikeforce product being shut down, we'll talk about that in the next segment. We need a viable alternative in the world of mixed martial arts, and we didn't have that before Bellator came to play and, of course, came back to prominence. I mean, being on MTV, too, I don't even know. I haven't watched MTV in years, let alone MTV2. And I don't watch the web to watch that kind of stuff. You know, so I just don't. I don't. So now you get to watch it on Spike TV. Set the old DVR. Yeah, 4 hours wrestling and MMA. Thursday nights from 8 p.m. to midnight on Spike TV. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, we're here each and every Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, for 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then, of course, we come back on Sunday with the wrap-up show. We wrap up the world of both boxing and mixed martial arts tomorrow. There will be both results in both sports at 11 a.m. Pacific time in an hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The Tower of Power telling us there is only so much oil in the ground, don't I know it, at $3.50 a gallon. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Started it off right there, rocked him. Sends it go.
Fight!
Domi and Guida.
Pace is relentless. 45.
Get the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all.
And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Yeah.
Yeah, cute, wasn't it? Country and Western. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. The last Strike Force card to ever take place occurred this past week. And, of course, Nate Marquardt is no longer the man. They're not going to be able to hook him up in these big fights because guess what? He lost the unanimous nod to Tarek Saffredin. That was an upset. Saffredin landed far many blows. Took him. The takedowns were equal, but he landed like 116 strikes to Marquardt's 68. Daniel Cormier, one of our favorite guys. Of course, the UFC, take that back, the Strike Force Grand Prix heavyweight champion, the man that thrashed Josh Barnett last May in San Jose, California. He was winner of a Deion Starring, a first-round KO, TKO. The time was 4 minutes and 2 seconds. Cormier, of course, looking to do things with the UFC now and dropping to 205 pounds. Of course, he walks around like he's sort of a pudgy fighter. I just put it to you like that. He's just not cut, per se. And he was like, I think, 220-something the last time. And they're trying to say that he could possibly get down to maybe 205 if he works real hard and has a dietitian and things like that. But I think his body shut down the last time he tried to go to 205 too quickly. So he's going to be consulting a dietitian on that one. But he wants to make a fight with John Jones, does Daniel Cormier. Undefeated now, a fantastic wrestler, a good fighter. And, of course, as I said, whooped on Josh Barnett last May. Speaking of Josh Barnett, maybe in his last fight for the Zuffa Sports Company, I'm talking about the Strike Force being done now, and of course the UFC taking over Strike Force and Strike Force. And while he got along with the people at Strike Force, did Josh Barnett? He does not get along with the people at the UFC, meaning Dana White and those folks. Of course, he was the former UFC heavyweight champion, was suspended for testing positive for steroids, but he whooped on Nandor Guillermo in a submission at 2 minutes and 11 seconds of the very first round. Of course, this is significant because at least Barnett goes out with a win. And he can go to Bellator. In fact, Kyle Kingsbury thought last week that, you know, that's where Josh Barnett will end up, in Bellator. And why not? It'll be great to have him on TV. You'll see him on Spike TV, and maybe they'll put him in a heavyweight tournament. Maybe they won't. But I think Josh Barnett is a great stand-up talking guy as far as the microphone's concerned, one of the better stand-up guys in all of sports. So anywhere he goes, if the UFC doesn't want to take back one of the best mic guys in the world and a pretty good heavyweight in the world of MMA as well, so what? Let him go to Bellator. I think that Bjorn Rebney's got a home for him. Of course, he, as I said, a submission winner in round one over Nandor Guillermo. Gegard Mousy was a winner over Mike Kyle. Mike Kyle might think about getting a new job now. Mike Kyle's been on the show in the past and just, you know, he just got stopped. 4 minutes, 9 seconds of the first round, but you know, he landed 7 strikes. The other guy landed 23. When you get outlanded like 2-1, 3-1, it ain't going to be pretty. Ronald Souza was winner on that card. He beat up Ed Herman. KJ Nunes lost to Ryan Couture. That's right. One of Randy's people, the Couture family, back in action in the world of MMA. At least they got the lady Couture, the wife, the ex-wife. Well, she's the wife of the ex-wife. She was trying to get out there and fight as well. She was like terrible. And that's giving terrible a bad name. Tim Kennedy was a winner over Trevor Smith. Pat Healy a winner over Kurt Hollenbaugh. And Roger Gracie, one of the, of course, Gracie family, winner over Anthony Smith. And that was a submission, round number 2, 3 minutes and 16 seconds. Jorge Gergel's winner over Adrian Martins. And Estefan Payen opened the card with a win over Michael Bravo. And that sends Strikeforce into history. No longer, no more. I mean, they're done. Of course, the UFC fighters, the fighters on the Showtime contracts are still under contract to Showtime. They'll be paid to when their contracts are over with, or they can sign new deals with the UFC, one or the other. If they stick with the contracts that Showtime and things like that have with them, they sort of sit those contracts out and just collect money. If that's in their contract plans, they may have to sit out a long while, like a year. And, you know, the guys like Cormier and Barnett, they're getting long in the tooth. You know, Cormier got a late start, and they're just not, there's not the type of guys to take a year off. Let's go back to the UFC for a second. UFC did huge business this past week when they purchased 80 locations of the L.A. boxing gym chain. Remember them? I've went in there a couple of times. It's sort of like a boxing gym for white-collar people and blue-collar people and that kind of stuff. And they're all over the place, and they've got a ring in there, and I don't think they do much boxing per se, but they line people up, and you hit the bag for 3 minutes. Good conditioning programs, but the UFC bought 80 of them, and then, of course, they wanted to turn them into UFC gyms, and that's going to be a success. I mean, anything the USC touches right now is sort of turning to gold. They've got the Midas touch, not the Sidham's touch. Pedro's got the Sidham's touch. Everything I touch turns to, but the Midas touch, everything turns to gold. That's what the USC's got going on right now. And I think this purchase of the boxing gyms, this is significant. They'll replace the rings with octagons. They'll keep the bags in there and things like that. So not a whole lot for the USC to do here other than install an octagon and a couple other training things in their facility. But the bottom line is 80 new gyms in the USC world. You know, the world of MMA, I told you before, there's like 7,000 gyms registered across the country in the world of mixed martial arts. That's about less than 1,000 boxing gyms. Okay, MMA is the rage right now. Anybody doesn't want to realize it, what can I say? You're living in another world. Alistair Overeem, the number one ranked heavyweight contender, of course, the former Strikeforce guy, and, of course, suspended for steroids 13 months ago. Take that back, 1 year ago this month. And he has been officially licensed by the Nevada State Athletic Commission. January 8th was the meeting. Keith Kaiser, of course, he just rubber stamped this one. Overeem is going to be tested randomly. Of course, he tested positive for a 14-1 testosterone ratio. 4-1 is probably the cutoff in the sporting world as far as Nevada is concerned, but they'll let it go. Take that back. Nevada will let it go to 6-1. Okay. But when he tested 14-1 on a random test last year, I think it was in March, they said, you're not going to be licensed, man. So since he wasn't licensed, they couldn't suspend him. Well, they told him they wouldn't license him until the end of December, early January. So now he's going to take on Antonio Giant Silva. Silva can fight. Silva was murdered, hammered, obliterated. I don't know what to say, man. I've never seen a guy get whooped on like he was whooped on against Cain Velasquez last May. I mean, that was the most brutal fights I've ever seen in my life as far as the heavyweight is concerned. Didn't get out of the first round, I do not believe. Giant Silva was a bloody, bloody mess. Now Alistair Overeem's going to fight him, and it looks like they're going to get it on. We'll see what happens. Is Overeem the real deal? Some people tell me he looks considerably smaller than he did a year ago. What does that mean? No steroids, knucklehead. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing, mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Going to change subjects just for a second. A couple of pro wrestling notes. Superstar Billy Graham, 69 years old. Get this. This guy has got it. He had a liver transplant several years ago. He's got artificial hips, artificial knees. He can barely walk around. He drove from his home in Arizona because he can't sit on an airplane. So he was like laying on the backseat of a car, in a station wagon or something like that. And they drove to the Mayo Clinic, and he was checked out this past couple of weeks by the Mayo Clinic. He's said to be in about as good as health as you can be for a guy that's like the bionic man. I mean, as I said, artificial knees, artificial hips, a liver transplant from the steroid use and all that kind of good stuff. So he's a mess medically, but for being such a mess, he's a good-looking mess. I mean, considering he's still alive at the age of 69. And Bruno Sammartino, he was a former WWF star, the heavyweight title holder, the Italian guy. Everybody's a champion from the East Coast for a long, long time, and they want to put him in the WWE Hall of Fame. And the WWE doesn't want to acknowledge the fact that Bruno's got issues with them. And he's got major issues. He does not like Vince McMahon. He would like to choke Vince McMahon. In fact, he thinks Vince McMahon has ruined wrestling. I share his belief. Okay? When he broke up the territories, see, there were territories all across this country as far as wrestling was concerned. Amarillo, Texas, Dallas, they had their own territory. Northern California, from Fresno to the Oregon border, they had their own territory. Oregon, they had their own territory. From Bakersfield or Fresno South in California, that was another territory. All these territories. Vince McMahon Sr. had the New York and Pittsburgh territory, and that's how he took the WWF back in the days to television. And then his son took over, and his son said, I want to make this national. That was like 84. I want to make this national. And his father said, I'm not of the same opinion with you, son, but I've sold you the business, and it's yours to do whatever you please. It's your business, not my business. I'm retired. So Vince McMahon Sr. called all the guys that own territories, like Roy Shire and people like that, and told him, guess what? My son's going to go national. Basically, he's going to put you out of business. Look, I'm sorry this is happening. We've been friends over the years, but this is not me. This is my son. So Bruno, they want him in the Hall of Fame. He doesn't want to go in the Hall of Fame, at least not with McMahon. And you can't blame him. I mean, they've got differences. And I believe McMahon did ruin wrestling by making it a national sport. We've got one champion or two champions where before we used to have a champion for every area. I mean, California, Northern California had the United States champion, Pat Patterson and Ray Stevens. Southern California had the America's champion, Pedro Morales. Okay? Oregon had their champion, Rowdy Piper. I mean, everybody had their own champion, and it was cool. And what guys did was they'd work 3 months here, and then they moved to Amarillo and work in the Dallas circuit for a couple of months there. Then they moved to New Orleans or Miami and Georgia and things like that, and they keep moving around the country. They kept moving around territories, or they'd find territories in which they liked, and they'd set up programs in those territories, go off to another territory and then come back or go to Japan, things like that. But there were all these different territories, and that's what made wrestling wrestling. Now we've got a bunch of steroid-looking monkeys in the ring. I mean, it was better when wrestlers looked like, you know, average sort of guys. Maybe they lift a little bit of weights, and they were sort of buff, but they weren't, you know, what you would call a steroid freak or a steroid monkey or something like that. And that's what Vince McMahon has sort of put together. When you look at all those guys, most of his guys, excuse me, do look, how can I put this, artificially enhanced, okay? And Bruno's not into that either. Bruno was a natural guy. Bruno is about as organic as you're ever going to get. Mean, sometimes truculent. Maybe truculent would be the word to use there because he can get a little nasty at times. Okay, but he's always been honest. He's always been good for the sport, good for the business, good for the theater world of professional wrestling. And Vince McMahon, I don't know. What can I say? Would the world be better without Vince McMahon? Well, the world of wrestling would, no question about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Don't forget, the UFC coming up on Fox next week, next Saturday, UFC Fox from Chicago, Illinois. Straight up, good card. Demetrius Johnson on top and John Dodson. We'll talk about that after the break. And guess who's on that card? Rampage Jackson back in the saddle, 32-9. But he's going to get whooped on because he's taking on Glover Teixeira. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose.
She said, son, please beware. There's this thing called love, and it's everywhere. And she told me, it can break your heart out. Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me. And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits. But then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client compliant immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
You know, it's been bittersweet because this is where I started my career. This is where I built my career, all in this organization, you know. So it's bittersweet to see it go. But you know what, man, it's all about progression. And, you know, I was actually going to be out of strike force anyway. But, you know, it's a business, man. We really have no idea what went on behind the scenes to get to this point. So outside of just emotionally feeling like, man, I would have loved strike force to continue on, I really don't know much on the subject, you know.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, it's no use glaring at me. You know he's shot.
That ain't true. Just needs a little work, that's all.
Daniel Cormier there, talking about the demise of the Strikeforce brand. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of mixed martial arts and boxing. Tonight, Vitor Belfort, Michael Bisping, UFC from Brazil on FX. FX Cable, 9 p.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific time. Straight up, it is a fantastic card. And, of course, Vitor Belfort in the main event, Michael Bisping, some other great fighters on the card. But we want to talk about next week's card because that's something you're going to think about as well. Of course, we're talking about Demetrius Johnson defending his title on Fox TV. That's next Saturday, January 26th on Fox TV from Chicago, Illinois. Demetrius Johnson, 16-2-1. John Donson, 15-5. Rampage Jackson. Clinton Rampage Jackson, former light heavyweight champion. He's going to get beat up here. I think Glover Teixeira is an outstanding fighter. I think he's on the rise. I think he's got to watch out for. He's 19-2, so I'm picking the upset here over Rampage Jackson, who comes in at 32-9. Anthony Pettis on the card, taking on Donald Cerrone. Eric Koch on the card, taking on Ricardo Llamas, TJ Grant, and Matt Wyman. Clay Guida. Clay Guida, one of my favorite fighters. Hatsu Haikioki. So that's next week on Fox TV. Now, it's all kinds of MMA. I'm going to go through it real quick now. Today's FX Cable. Tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday. Okay? Then we go Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 p.m. Pacific Time, Bellator Fighting Championships on Spike TV. Then Saturday, we go to Fox TV, the Fox card from Chicago, Illinois. The bottom line is, great, great week of MMA. Check it out on TV. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life.